Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
Move 'em on. It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in.
Cut 'em out.
Ride 'em in rawhide.
There he is. Hold down, Hessie.
There he is.
Off the windows, ladies. Come on.
Bubba Bray is here.
It's tough life out there.
Yeah, it is.
How you doing, young man?
Yeah. We're good. It was a shock to the system yesterday when I went to the baseball game and I'm setting up and thinking, wow, man.
Are you sweating?
I'm really sweating. What's going on here?
Yes. It was nice to actually umpire. I was with Brian Alvin last night. He'd done a great job. He was behind the plate at Highland against Belmont. So
did he wear a mask or not?
He's always wearing a mask.
Okay.
No, he did a really good job.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's the thing with spring sports. You just get nice weather, and then it's pretty well over. So
we've
got a few weeks left. But
and then it gets hot.
Then it gets really hot, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like the hot.
There was that story. The National Weather Service is talking. Yeah, the average high rises. 66 degrees is the average high on May 1st in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
By the end of the month, it's 77.
That's a pretty good jump.
That is a big jump, and that's the statewide average. So, you know, northern Wisconsin is a little cooler. I remember going to Superior a couple of summers ago. We stopped in Superior, and, you know, me being a southerner here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, you had shorts on.
I had shorts and a T-shirt, and it was like 80 degrees when we left here, and we get to Superior, and it's like 50. I guess I'm not real bright here.
Can you turn the heater on here?
I guess I should have brought my long pants. Oh, well, what do you do, Hank? What do you do?
No, you can't do a lot, Phil.
No.
What are you doing tonight? It's your night off.
Tonight, I may be knocking down dandelions.
Oh.
We'll see.
Get out and cruise on the mower?
Cruise in a little bit, maybe, and see what happens.
Will June still spring cleaning?
Yeah, she's still spring cleaning.
It's probably clean now, but when you get home, she'll have to clean again.
No, we had two grandbabies there last night.
Oh, you can't beat that.
I think they probably messed it up. It's nice when they're there because they kind of
blame them.
They take the pressure off of me. You know, this house is a mess. Yeah, those kids. And I'm telling you,
it's your socks, your shirts.
No.
Do you leave your clothes laying around?
No. Oh, heavens.
So anyway, the soy sauce incident at your house.
Why do you have to bring that up? That was like a year ago. 2 years ago.
I have another addition to that. So we have a soy sauce bottle in our refrigerator.
Right.
And the lid's off of it.
How did that happen?
You're the only one that uses it.
No, that's not true.
Who else uses that?
I think Tim puts it on his Lucky Charms.
Tim doesn't like Lucky Charms.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, he just drinks it right out of the bottle.
Oh, he does? Okay.
But the lid's missing, Philip.
The lid of the soy sauce.
Yeah. So now we have another investigation here at work.
Boy, there's always something, isn't there? To take away from what we should be doing.
What?
You know, why are we worrying about soy sauce when we should be worrying about...
Because if I did it, you would be blaming me.
Well, of course.
Exactly. But you're in that position to do that. So, so anyway. So you pulled into a new car this morning and you... And I said, hey, nice car. And then you leaned over and said, if you work harder, I can have a newer one next year.
Yeah. I have a 20-year-old Vibe. Maybe I can get a 19-year-old car next year.
Yeah. Hey, we're working on it.
Do the best you can.
Hanko or truth, Philip? Abraham Lincoln was the only president to have a bartender's license. I just pulled this one right out of the sky.
I think that's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Buddy. Yeah, it is.
He had several other things, too. You know, I mean, he's the only U.S. president to be in the National Wrestling
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After he got done with his bar. Yeah.
Is that right?
No. I'm just throwing stuff out there.
He was bouncing. He had to wrestle out of the tavern.
Tennis rackets, all right, have to be manually strung. Because there's no machine that can do it. True or false?
I'm going to say that's false.
No, it's true.
Is it true?
Yeah. They have to be manually strung. So you got to see the machine that they actually put that holds them while they do it. It's pretty cool. It's a neat operation.
And that string is so tight, too.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And there is a theater in Russia where all the cats are, where all the actors are cats, Phil.
I would say that's probably true.
It is true.
Right.
Yeah,
I wonder if they put on the musical Cats.
Yeah, exactly.
They probably do.
Here's something about our spring planting. Potatoes contain some niacin in it, or what's the stuff? I can't remember what it's called.
Niacin?
I wrote it down wrong, mm-hmm. Phil. But what's the stuff that has arsenic?
It's arsenic.
Yeah.
Oh, arsenic.
Yeah. Or nicotine. Because it could be nicotine. Could be anything out there, buddy.
You can't read your own writing.
I can't read my own writing. I'm going to blame Joanne for that one. No continents outside South America.
Is that true or false?
Well, it's true.
It was true.
I think it's nicotine.
It probably is.
That contained a little bit of nicotine, yeah. No continent outside South America or Europe has ever won the World Cup. No continent outside South America and Europe has ever won the World Cup.
I think that's Hanko. I think it's...
No, it's true.
Is it true?
Yeah. It was really shocking to me.
Yeah. So. I was thinking there was one somewhere along the line, but maybe not.
Anyway... coconuts are good to eat, you know.
Oh, sure.
But they can kill, their average around 150 people a year.
Falling from trees, probably.
True or false?
True.
Yeah, it's true. I've been hit several times from a coconut.
That was always a big punchline in some of the movies and TV shows, too.
Here's something that we have an issue, or Joanne has issues with.
I think Gilligan got hit a couple times.
Yeah, way before the show started.
Yeah.
Crickets hear from their wings... Or hear from their knees and chirp from their wings.
I think that's true.
It's true. Joanne would know.
That's weird. Yeah, she's always having cricket problems, isn't she? I always do when I get up. Somebody will say, why don't you get up and say something funny, you know, before the program starts. So you get up and, hey, funny thing happened. I'm hearing here.
Cricket. Broop.
Broop. Yeah. Thank you. You're a great audience.
Is anybody there? Sliced bread was invented in 1928. And what was it referred to before sliced bread? So today you hear, well, that's the best thing since sliced bread.
Right.
What was the saying before 1928?
That's the best thing since... Sardines.
Since bagged bread.
Bagged bread.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's true.
Sliced bread. Yeah. All right.
Well, Henry's always digging deep in the archives.
You're just full of info today.
Yeah. In 2003, there were 86 days of below freezing weather in Hell, Michigan.
Oh, boy. That's got to be true.
It is. Hell froze over in Michigan.
I guess it did.
Yes, it did.
Wow. I wonder what the population
is. I don't know what the population of Hell, Michigan is. Huh. But
interesting.
Huh? Minus me.
Learn something every day. I wonder about Hell Hollow. If there were that many days.
So we could do some investigation.
86 days of below freezing weather.
Yes.
You know, getting low in the valley sometimes, it's even colder.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
A retired California high school teacher admitted that he taught for 17 years while being illiterate. That'd be tough to do.
I would say that could be true.
It is true. Yep, it is true.
Interesting.
Yep.
Wow.
All right. In Chinese, the KFC slogan, finger looking good, comes out as eat your fingers off, and it's literal interpretation in Chinese.
I think it's true, Hanko.
It's true.
Wow, you've got a lot of truths and not very many Hankos. Well, if the fingers are really that tasty, you know, there you go.
Help yourself.
Why are you stopping? Yeah.
Owls are the only bird that lowers their upper eyelids or to blink. All other birds raise their lower lid to blink.
I think that's true.
Owl is an amazing creature.
Oh, it sure is. Yeah.
I was
just reading about them the other day.
They're an amazing creature.
We have a bird book there at home. It's kind of fun to look them up and see what they actually
are.
And
have you seen, there's a lot of people rescue owls that need to be rescued. They're really, really neat to watch. Yeah. They're very wise, like Yoda.
Who?
Yoda.
Who?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Who?
Who?
Who? Pelicans, last one, buddy. Pelicans have the largest bills of all birds. It can reach 18 inches in length. Underneath the bill, pelicans have a throat pouch that can hold 3 gallons of water.
Wow.
This pouch, contrary to popular belief, does not hold food. Is that true or false?
Hmm. I've heard they have a big bar bill, too. Mm-hmm.
Who?
I guess that's probably true. Hey?
It is true. Wow. I always thought they were food,
mm-hmm.
but it's all water.
It's full of water.
Full of water.
Interesting. It's amazing how the birds can, like, take that food and then store it.
It's amazing.
Regurgitate it for their young ones, and just it's remarkable.
I do that all the time.
Do you?
Yeah. Anyway, how much does a gallon of water weigh?
I don't know.
8 pounds.
8 pounds? Yeah,
just something out there that, you know, that's what stuff I think about.
I probably knew that once, but I
don't think you ever did. Because I just learned that this morning.
I'm sure my dad probably tried to teach me things.
I'm sure he did. there's a lot of things your mom and dad taught you that didn't set.
Didn't stick.
I was
too worried about other things. Spring was a time for young love to blossom. You know.
I'm not even going there.
It was always Mr. Majeski saying. So anyway,
we're almost have the outcome of the helmet incident when you were in 7th grade or 8th grade.
Yeah, we're going to have a trial on that on the radio one of these days. And I'm going to prove once and for all that I was innocent of that particular...
I don't think you were.
Yes, I was. I surely was.
The mud in the helmet as an 8th grader.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely going to bring that to trial.
Right, yep. And Marty Richards will be here on the morning show later today. You know, he was one of those that was implicated.
Yeah, because you implicated it.
No.
I heard you were like the leader of the gang.
Mr. Gukinek was the one who...
Oh, yeah, he's the one that caught you.
Put the smack down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, there's some stuff out there. There's some questions say that you did it.
If a guy just stands there and laughs, is he guilty?
Is he guilty?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Really?
In today's world, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you got to help the young man. There's no need for bullying, Phil.
I wasn't.
Were you saying, do it? There you go. Is that Hanko or Truth? have a good day, be kind.
That's enough of that.